Director Jeffrey Blitz won an Oscar nomination for his first movie, Spellbound, a documentary about the dogged determination of kids competing in a national spelling bee. Critic Bob Mondello says Blitz is still dealing with adolescence and school contests in his first fiction film, a comedy called Rocket Science.
Here's how 14-year-old Hal Hefner sounds when he's talking to a friend.
I should really probably go home now, Lewis.
That stutter and the bullying of his macho older brother, Earl, who keeps telling him to set an agenda for success, have Hal feeling pretty isolated and insecure. So he's surprised when Ginny, a pretty girl from the school's debate team, sits next to him on his bus ride home and tells him that she is...
recruiting. Ferreting out the debating talent from the masses. That's you. I ferreted you.
You mean public speaking? Like speaking in public? Yeah, no, I don't think that's not very...
Suit yourself. But deformed people are the best. Maybe it's because they have a deep resource of anger. It serves them well.
This is an unconventional come-on, but since no one's ever come on to Hal, it works. He starts helping Ginny with research and joins the debate club as her partner, and soon confides to his brother that he's in way over his head, even before he gets to the public speaking part.
Do you know how you or one would take a relationship to the next level?
I'm glad you came to me because... this is exactly the sort of problem that mommy and daddy would royally screw up. See, it's all about having an agenda.
Earl's agenda includes some suggestions that are no more suitable for radio than they are for Hal at the advanced age of 14. Now, you know going in where a Hollywood picture would take a story in which a stutterer joins the debate team to get the girl, but writer-director Jeffrey Blitz is an outsider to Hollywood, and he's going someplace else with it, into quirky indie flick social satire, which is not perhaps an altogether unfamiliar place these days. There have been enough offbeat coming-of-age comedies in just the last couple of years, The Squid and the Whale, Napoleon Dynamite, Little Miss Sunshine, that it's now possible to say that Rocket Science is unconventional in mostly conventional ways. Still, between Blitz, who proves a clever writer and director, and his young leading man, Rhys Thompson, who puts a lot of character behind that stutter, the smarts and charm of Rocket Science are simply not open to debate. I'm Bob Mondello.